You're listening to New England Public Radio. Next month, Massachusetts is expected to start licensing retailers of recreational marijuana. That doesn't mean everyone will start lighting up if they haven't already, but legalization will change many people's access to the drug and how they think about its pros and cons. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
So here I am, 51 years old, at a dead show. For the uninitiated, that's a few original members of the iconic 60s band, The Grateful Dead, plus a few other musicians. The last time I was among this much tie-dye was in the 80s, when I was a college student following the Dead around the Bay Area. And I will admit, because I'm pretty sure there's a statute of limitations, I was not unfamiliar with the pungent haze wafting through the lawn seats, nor the baked goods being offered by a few ragged entrepreneurs.
Edible brownies. Yeah, yeah. I just want to get rid of these last 10 brownies I have. What's in it? 100 milligrams of blue-green.
Marijuana has been off my radar for decades. For one, other than post-hippie gatherings like this, I wouldn't know where to get it. And two, it's been against the law. Robin Fordham is a friend of mine who, like me, hasn't smoked pot in years.
I saw it as something that just carried the stigma. You were doing something that was illegal and therefore threatening to your kids and your family, and so it was just easier to stay away from.
But things are about to change, at least in Massachusetts. In 2016, voters decided to legalize recreational weed. The state is now days away from allowing retail sales. And the question of whether to partake is back on many people's minds.
I just remember being really happy.
Tom is a 49-year-old Northampton dad who smoked a lot of weed in college.
So if I can do some acceptable thing that reaches that level of happiness, that's great.
Tom asked me not to use his last name because, as a consultant in the jewelry business, he works in states where cannabis is not legal. But he has good memories from his dope days.
To me, it was utter relaxation. Whatever stress or worries I had disappeared, and everything was hilarious.
But he started to think it was affecting his memory and motivation. And after college, he worried employers might require drug tests. Plus, he doesn't like breaking the law.
That's a major motivator for me, is to not get in trouble.
So he gave up pot, got married, had two children, built a business.
It never really tempted me, even. And not until they started talking about legalization. I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, so then it would no longer be against the rules.
My friend Robin shares Tom's feelings about legalization. If not the same nostalgia about smoking pot in her youth.
Mostly it just made me tired and made me want to eat a lot. But the fact that it's become more legal has made it more appealing in terms of curiosity. It's like, oh, why not?
I spoke to several people, like Tom and Robin, who are reconsidering a habit they abandoned years ago. Most wouldn't talk on tape because they worried there's still a stigma. Some told me they don't really crave the high anymore. And some wondered, is it even good for them?
You have to put it in perspective. Is it a completely safe compound? No. Is it safer than other compounds that are available? Yes.
Sean Hennessy is an epidemiologist who worked on a national report on the health effects of marijuana. He says the researchers reviewed 100 studies on cannabis and concluded the risks are relatively low, especially compared to alcohol.
For example, it's difficult to consume enough cannabis to kill yourself acutely, whereas it's fairly easy to drink enough alcohol to kill yourself.
But there are some health issues. For instance, Tom worries about damaging his lungs from smoking. Hennessy says smoking cannabis can bring on respiratory symptoms.
And stopping smoking cannabis has a tendency to make those respiratory symptoms go away.
Unlike with tobacco, the report did not find a higher risk of lung cancer or heart problems from smoking marijuana. And Hennessy points out you can avoid inhaling cannabis by consuming it in lollipops or brownies, but be careful how much you eat.
There are these stories of people who go to Colorado for a pot vacation and take more edibles than they should and get put on a couch for a number of hours.
On the mental health side, researchers found a correlation between schizophrenia and pot use, though it's possible people with schizophrenia are simply more likely to use cannabis. The evidence suggests symptoms of other mental illnesses, like bipolar disorder, can get worse. Hennessy says cannabis could help reduce opioid abuse if people choose the less addictive marijuana instead. and he says there's little evidence cannabis is a gateway to more dangerous drugs like heroin.
And if anything, that might become less as cannabis becomes less criminalized.
That's because, for some people, breaking the rules is an allure in itself. Tom doesn't think he'd be tempted to try harder drugs. He's more worried that by using cannabis openly, his teenage children would be more likely to try it. And there is evidence that marijuana can harm the developing brain. Plus, getting stoned can make you lazy.
Just made it so easy to put things off that should have gotten done. And I don't want to model behavior that I don't want them to do.
Then there's the question of potency, especially for people who haven't consumed marijuana in a long time. Hennessy recommends starting slow.
People's physiology may have changed, and the weed that they're going to buy at the dispensary now is probably a lot stronger than the weed that they were smoking 20 years ago.
That's why Tom is comforted to think cannabis will be regulated and sold in stores.
I kind of get the impression that the people in the stores are going to be relatively knowledgeable, and they're probably going to have a lot of 50-year-olds go in with similar stories. So I hope that, you know, they wouldn't give me anything that's beyond what I could handle.
Robin doesn't expect to become a habitual user. She's just looking for an alternative to the occasional after-dinner drink.
Instead of a glass of wine, what would that be like? You know, is it good for anxiety? Is it, who knows, you know? But now it just doesn't feel verboten. You know, it doesn't feel scary.
Of course, many people have been getting high for years. At the recent Dead show, recreational marijuana was not actually legal. The concert was in Connecticut, just over the Massachusetts border. But medical marijuana is allowed there, and judging by the ubiquitous haze and aroma, a large number of prescriptions were written for the occasion. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.